This is URN.
Hey, it's Pizza Gale, and you're listening to URN. All right.
So you're listening to University Radio Nottingham, and I'm here with Liam.
Thank you.
AKA Pizza Girl.
Pizza Girl.
How's it going?
I'm doing okay. Just done a sound check. You were there. You see a few technical difficulties. Should be alright though. Voice is hurting. Sorry for the bad quality of my voice at the minute.
That's alright. No, you're working through it. So I'm sure you've been asked this quite a lot, but could you mind just giving us a rundown of the name Pizza Girl?
Yeah, it's a very weird, wacky name, because I think Liam Brown's super boring.
Sure.
So I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to make music under a different name. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot more interesting, a lot more conversational to talk about. It breaks the ice of the party. Pizza Girl is completely no reason whatsoever. No fortune cookie, like, epiphany. It was just, I wanted to make a name that sounded the weirdest.
Sure.
A lot of people think it's because of Jonas Brothers song, and they are wrong. They're liars, and I don't agree with anything they say. It's purely for the fact that I wanted to be weird. That's it, really.
Sure. So obviously you were in Bristol last night.
Yeah, Bristol, yeah.
And you've got a few more dates around the country, and then even some in Europe, I believe.
Yeah, in November. This is a mini in-store tour, and the big tour is in November. Hopefully Brexit doesn't ruin the European dates, but we'll see, hopefully. Yeah.
No visas last minute. Yeah. So, of course, it's in the support of the big debut, First Timer, which is out Friday.
It was out last Friday, so I haven't slept for a long time. It's been very stressful, and the pants have been brown, but I feel like I'm getting there now. I've seen it in the record stores.
Yeah.
It's really quite humbling, so I'm very delighted and feel very privileged to have my weird album in like places like this, like Rough Trade.
Sure, super scary. Yeah. So, obviously, it's, you know, I really like the record. It's really, really great. I just wanted to know, like, what was the inspiration behind it? What was kind of the starting point of the album?
It was just a lot of weird demos, really. Like, I don't really think it's any, like, concept album in particular. It's just a very, like, strange mixtape of songs that I really like, personally. And, like, weird styles of music that I've always been into. Like, I love Kelly Clarkson and stuff. I love, like, weird punk, and I love electronic. And I just wanted to pay, like, my own little, like, odes to these styles in, like, one big, like, mashup record. It's not really thematic, but there's some definite, like cry in your bedroom songs, I think.
You definitely get that from listening to it. So obviously your songs have been kind of described as like laptop pop.
Laptop pop's really good.
Bedroom electric. So do you agree with that kind of assessment of your work, or do you prefer not to be labelled?
Yeah, I don't know. Bedroom pop's always a weird one, because I think it's very easy to be tarred under that brush. I like the idea of making different types of pop music, not just from the bedroom. Obviously it's all based in the bedroom, but I don't like the idea of it just living in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because obviously people, I want it to be like as commercial as it is DIY, and the sound is pretty hard. I think bedroom pop is something I'm happy to.
I love the internet. Mm-hmm. I think the internet's super cool and stuff. It's always been like a friend to me, and like a lot of situations where my friends have been like absent in work and stuff, I've always had the internet, like Reddit, Facebook and all that. Facebook actually, that's a bit of a weird one. But I like YouTube and Reddit, so I'm always on that. So I think incorporating like digital like sorts of memes that I think are funny, like quite tacky ones, into music, I think it's quite a fun thing to do.
I don't want
to take it too seriously. And when people go on the website, it's like a virus almost.
So
kitsch and weird. But sure. I hope people think it's got a bit of irony to it. I don't know.
I think so. I definitely think so. And obviously, kind of with that side of things, you obviously were lucky to have two videos for the singles released so far.
Yeah.
So obviously, Body Biology and Ballers Rolling.
Yeah.
So which kind of did you prefer kind of in the process?
They're two very different videos. And I think one of them was just all done by me. It was with a little camcorder that I shaved all my hair off and wore double denim and just like danced around.
Yeah.
The other one was a lot more structured. There was a director and a crew, and it was in a bowling alley. So I think very two different things. But I did prefer the second one of just like being in a structured environment, playing music and like being around a really professional group of people.
Sure.
But I love the idea of just doing it by myself as well, so maybe the next video incorporates both.
Maybe I'll edit it all
and maybe they'll film it. That'd be quite fun. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be great. And I know that you mentioned, I think it was on your Instagram, that you had your best friends in.
Yeah, all my best friends are in it. There's no outside hire. It's just completely all my friends, and my mum was watching as well, and all my, like, the managers and all that were there.
So we'll start with then, obviously you mentioned maybe more visuals, but then you also talked about collaboration obviously in the last track you're featuring Aesol. So how did that kind of come about?
Well, she followed me on Instagram actually, and I listened to her music just on a whim. I never really do that, but I just love the music. I thought it was really fun, like really electronic, really different to what like I've heard from Korean artists.
Yeah, sure.
So I message her on Instagram, and within like 3 seconds, she's seen the message. She replied straight away, and she's like, "I'd love to do it." She sent me a WAV file like 3 days after I put in the song, and she was just so like gratuitous. I don't know, like, she was so like gracious with it. And,
yeah,
like, she was so friendly and. I think Grimes is a big fan of Azul actually, so it's cool to have these like peers sort of like collaborating with. I think for album 2 it'd be cool to collaborate with some other people.
Sure. Maybe any dream collaboration?
I love a bit of Clara. Mm-hmm. I love a bit of like I like Charlie XCX as well actually, because
yeah,
do a
yeah.
song, but maybe some weird pop with her would be
cool. That would be really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. If she replies to my DMs then that's the only thing that's gonna stop us from doing it, yeah.
No, that would be really, really cool. Yeah, so just to end with obviously your album's called First Time.
First time, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna kind of maybe do a quick fire first
time. Yeah, first time, yeah.
So the first album you ever bought?
Well, the first album I ever bought was probably I think it was like a Two-Door Sim Club record actually. I was super into it as a 13-year-old, and I was speaking about this in the car today. Maybe I think it was Taurus History. I think bought it on iTunes, and it was about like $8.99. So maybe it was like the most money I had in my life at 13. So yeah, I spent it on Two-Door Sim Club. If you can believe it.
So the first time you ever messed up on stage?
Messed up on stage probably when I was about 17, because I used to play the background tracks through my phone. So I just used to press play, and I think someone rang me as it was happening.
Oh, no.
So I was just in the middle of a song, it was like diddling, din, 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 din. And I was like, oh, that's my mum. Probably asking how the show went, even though that she probably messed it up in proxy. But yeah, that's probably the first time I messed up, yeah.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen again tonight. No, yeah, no jokes.
Don't need on my laptop unless someone Skypes me.
Hopefully not, yeah. So your first celebrity crush?
First celebrity crush, I think it probably was to be so alpha male and like boyish. It was probably like Megan Fox, you know, like Jessica Alba, you know, like the Fantastic Four, like 2005. Like you're 13, and who is the woman who's like the biggest celebrity at the time? It's probably like Jessica Alba. That's I'm so embarrassed to say that.
No, it's
that is such a cringy like dated actress to have a crush on. My current crush now probably Jennifer Grey. I'm pretty into Jennifer Grey, she's pretty cool. But yeah, oh, I can't believe I just said Jessica Alba. Oh god, that's bad.
Got a thing for Jays, maybe. And then lastly, the most important question.
Yeah.
The first thing you look for in a good pizza.
First thing, I think it's gotta have like consistent crust, not really too burnt, not really too soggy. It's gotta be like I like a thin pan but a little bit of quite doughy.
Mm.
Cheese not overdone. Veggie, because I've just become veggie, so
nice.
I've been 2 months now, so I can't have any meat on it. So that's the first thing I look on a pizza. As long as it's made properly, then I will not tell the difference. Maybe some Linda sausage on it as well. You know,
that would be good.
Linda would be great, maybe. Because we've got a pizza to make for our Manchester show in this venue. So
right.
I'm just currently thinking of flavours. So maybe some Linda meat.
Right.
I'll get in touch with Linda, the ghost of. We'll get in touch.
All right, well, thank you very much.
No worries, thanks for speaking
Liam,
to me.
Liam, aka Pizza Girl, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jonah.